Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network Chief Meteorologist Tim Miller, and he's been here for over a year now. He kind of got his feet wet during last hurricane season, and Florida Public Radio Emergency Network, otherwise known as FPREN, is here for you 24/7 during emergency weather events. So, Tim, tell us a little bit more about FPREN and also the new beacon.
Yeah, Sue, well, I like the analogy of getting your feet wet when it comes to hurricanes.
Well, that's a lot. Get warm than your feet.
That's apropos for sure. It's good to be with you, and certainly enjoy being on the show, talking to your listeners and viewers who just continue to be such just a warm, welcoming feeling. It has been it's been quite a year. Of course, you know, FPREN stands for the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. And basically what we do with FPREN, we serve roughly about 14 public radio stations all across the state of Florida. And they go from basically Pensacola all the way down to Miami. And with the Florida Radio Network, emergency network, is that when in the event of a hurricane or any really other type of massive storm event that affects our state, our meteorologists are on call 24/7 to cover these particular weather situations, especially during hurricanes. And we track these storms. And again, we're covering, you know, with our coverage area, with all of our stations that we serve, basically every man, woman, and child in the state of Florida. So it's a wonderful resource, and it's a resource also when we're talking about weather, Sue, that we use an analogy and another metaphor, if you will. We bring down the temperature of the narrative when it comes to discussing weather, right? Because oftentimes a lot of weather can be sensationalized, you know, these alerts, these first alerts, these all these type of things that you hear out there.
You keep it real.
Well, we keep it real, right? Exactly, and I think that's the most important thing, because weather scares people. Over the years, in my time in broadcasting, I cannot tell you how many emails and letters that I've received from people who are just generally frightened by weather events, and they, you know, even need not be, but they are. So my feeling is, and what I do with all of our meteorologists, is we just say, look, here's the situation, here's what the weather is, here's what the storm is, here are the facts, and here's what you need to be mindful about. And we continue to bring, you know, important information, life-saving information, but nothing in an alarmist type of way. And I think that sets us apart from really any other entity.
And how many meteorologists are on staff?
Well, there's a total, actually, of four of us, including myself. Megan Borowski is our senior meteorologist. We have William Maxim. We nickname him Chip. So if we hear him say Chip sometimes, that's William. And also Irene Sands. She's our meteorologist, and she operates out of Miami. And Irene does a fantastic job. Irene also covers a lot of our Spanish programming as well.
Okay.
For all of our Spanish listeners all across the state.
And FPREN is itself an entity, but there is an app that's associated with that. Tell us about Florida Storms.
Yeah, Florida Storms app is a wonderful app. You know, there's so many apps that you can get for weather, right? I mean, there's countless number of apps. And another question I always get asked, Sue, is, Tim, what's the best weather app you can download? Well, really, there are several great weather apps. And, of course, I'm going to, you know, promote ours because I believe ours is one of them, and that's the Florida Storms app. The Florida Storms app is a wonderful app that absolutely has the go-to everything you need when it comes to weather for the state of Florida, right? It has a radar that you can actually zoom into particular areas in the state of Florida that's constantly updated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can watch a particular storm. And the nice thing about our Florida Storms app is that the radar goes out several hundred miles from either side of the coast, right? It's not just, you know, 50 miles off the coast and that's it. Several hundred miles, so you can see the whole situation if you know, a storm is brewing and headed our way. So it's not only the radar, but it's also unique forecast tailored to your particular area and the state. We also have, I would say, educational videos that we have on there that talk about various things about weather that people are very much interested in. So we have that and just a number of other resources that you can tap into by using that app. And I think during a storm, obviously, with communications down, you know, when the power goes out, you still have your cell phone and you'll be able to have that app that will be able to disseminate information for you.
And it works on both iPhone and Android, is that?
That's correct. You go to the App Store, you can download that on either your iPhone or Android phone for sure.
And it's completely free.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's free. It's wonderful free information that there's no cost whatsoever. And there's no, sometimes you can download an app and it says, you know, there's an in-purchase something, right? There's none of that. This is absolutely free.
And you can personalize it wherever your location may be or put in a variety of locations that you want to keep track of.
Sure can. Absolutely.
That's neat. And it also gives lightning alerts, I know that, or storm alerts that are coming. So it's pretty handy.
Yeah, the lightning alerts are amazing. Don't forget, Florida is the lightning capital of the world. I mean, there's no doubt about that. With these summer storms that pop up, lightning is extremely dangerous. And it's something to not play with. Oftentimes during the summertime, we light travels faster than sound, right? But oftentimes we hear thunder, but we didn't see the lightning. So a lot of that's because the lightning is cloud to cloud, right? So we don't see that. But oftentimes, you know, you'll see the streaks that come down and the lightning bolts. But oftentimes we don't see it. So sometimes you just hear thunder and you know to hightail it inside. You don't play with these storms. And that lightning detector is extremely accurate and also can detect lightning, you know, 4 or 5 miles away. Something about lightning, Sue, we got to remember, and I'm glad you mentioned lightning. I don't mean to go off on lightning here.
No, it's important in Florida.
But it really is. You know, there's an old saying, a bolt out of the blue. You know, we've heard that. Well, you know, something, you know, this person came like a bolt out of the blue. Well, what does that mean? Where did that come from? Well, it's a weather term. Lightning can travel 10 miles from the storm. So you could be bright sunshine where you're at, and there could be a storm 10 miles away, and you can have a bolt of lightning from that storm strike where you're at, hence a bolt out of the blue.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, especially here in Florida with these storms, you have to take it seriously. We have a lot of folks that have perhaps just recently moved to Florida, have not been through a summer storm situation, and these storms pop up. It's like, okay, it's 4 o'clock because you can set your watch to it. The heating of the day and the sea breezes interact with that, and we have these storms blow up. And, again, they can be very wicked.
And don't hang under that tree.
No, you know, I can't tell you enough. You know, people say, you know, if they're outside and it's raining, and, you know, we get these downpours, and they go run underneath the tree. That's the last thing in the world you want to do. Lightning, of course, is attracted to, the tallest object. And frankly, you know, these summer storms, they don't last that long. I mean, you can get downpours and you think it's going to be raining for the next 10 hours. And, yet, you know, within 10 minutes, the sun's back out again. So realize these storms will come and go very, very quickly. And they will come and go quickly. And one minute it's sunshine, and the next minute it's pitch black and you have these storms pop up. And they can be very dangerous. None of these storms, though, a lot of those from the Midwest, these that come here, these summer storms, very, very seldom are tornadic in nature. The dynamics for these storms are more tropical because basically from the surface to aloft, it's warm air. You know, normally, the higher you go, the colder the atmosphere is. Well, here in Florida, it takes a long time for you to get cold air aloft, and those storms just don't make it to tap that colder air. So that's why we don't have a lot of hail in these storms. A lot of it's just rain, wind, and that frequent lightning.
Yeah. Well, we're going to come back in just a few minutes and talk more about the upcoming 2025 hurricane season. When I hear there's potential for 17 named storms, that's a little like,
right.
But there's some also interesting events happening in the Atlantic Ocean, too. So to get information about weather, you can listen to WUFT, WUFT Classic, WUFT TV, and also our social media platforms, and then, of course, Florida Storms app and the Beacon app. So, Tim, we're going to be back in just a minute and talk more about the upcoming hurricane season.
That sounds good.
Welcome back to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Tim Miller. He is the chief meteorologist for the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network, also known as FPREN, and WUFT Weather. And he and a team of three other meteorologists help to provide information not just to our local station, but throughout Florida and also to South Carolina. They have an emergency network as well. So, Tim, it's really busy, especially this time of year. It's getting close, and it's hurricane season starting June 1 through November 30th. So what is the prediction for this year? And there's some interesting tidbits. It's not the usual hurricane season so far.
No, it's not. At least it's not poised to be, at least in the beginning. As far as the hurricane season this year, Sue, the National Hurricane Center has yet to release by the time this obviously broadcast in the next, we'll do a couple of broadcasts, I'm sure, of these. They will release their information, but as of now, they have not, that their predictions for this year. But Colorado State University, another entity that has released their predictions, and the reason they do this is that in order to release hurricane predictions, you have to have a lot of weather modeling, right? You've got to go into tons of details about the atmosphere and looking ahead of what might be. So they've done a great job with computer weather modeling for them to be able to come up with these forecasts. And what they've done for 2025 is 17 named storms, nine of which would be hurricanes and four of which would be major hurricanes. Of course, the remaining being tropical storms. The and just remaining tropical storms. The deal is, what we have to remember is that, you know, not all these storms are going to head to Florida. You know, we often think, you know, gosh, 17 storms, we're going to have to deal with 17. No, we're not going to. We won't be dealing with 17 storms. At least I hope not. I've never had a prediction where all the storms, you know, head to our state. Unfortunately, you know, we're sort of, we stick out in the middle of the ocean and the Gulf. So, I mean, we're sort of a bullseye shot for that. But still, nonetheless, that's a little bit above average. However, the caveat is, the asterisk with all this, is there's been a noticeable decrease in water temperature in the Atlantic over the last, I would say, 30 days. And this continues. This is actually a significant decrease in water temperature. And why is that important? Because hurricanes get their energy from warm water, right? It's the juice, it's the whey powder, if you will, if you're an athlete, the protein you need to be able to form storms. And what we're looking at right now is that water temperature is a lot lower, which is great news. Part of the issue is, though, when we're talking June, July, where that water is cooler, that's not where we normally see storms form anyway. The first, all of June and the early part of July, we normally look towards the Gulf of Mexico, Gulf of America, your choice, or just off the coast of Georgia, South Carolina, right? So that's where we really focus our attention when it comes to storms, especially the Gulf at this point. But nonetheless, if this continues to be the trend, that would be significant. We also talk about a La Nina or El Nino year. We're in neither. We're in what we call a neutral phase. And a neutral phase basically means that it's just that neutral. It could be more, it could be less. Typically, though, what we see in a neutral phase is just slightly above average hurricane season. So that's what we're pretty much going with. I would imagine that the Hurricane Center, I don't speak for them, of course, but I would imagine that they would go slightly above. Our prediction here with FPRN and our meteorologist is pretty much that matching the National Hurricane Center, rather the Colorado State University as well. I think that we're pretty much on target with that.
You mentioned that not all hurricanes come to Florida, and I think last year in the 2024 hurricane season, of course, several did come to Florida. Cedar Key was hit pretty dramatically twice in a row, but there were also some states that normally weren't, that aren't impacted, that got hit pretty hard, i.e. North Carolina.
Yeah, Helene that we saw develop in the in last year in the Gulf. And let me just say this. I do think, Sue, that Milton and Helene, it changed the mindset for many Floridians. You know, we've always had the mindset, well, there they go again, talking about another hurricane, you know, and it's never as bad. I think that really changed with these particular storms. The storm surge and the impact these storms have had has been like no other. And Helene, in particular, as I saw the track in the Gulf and looking at the dynamics of where this was going to go, I was the first to yell the flag, look, if you have friends or relatives in North Carolina, it's time for them to evacuate. What that storm did for North Carolina is change forever the aspect of the city of Asheville and surrounding areas there. I mean, the amount of rain and water and destruction that storm caused is unprecedented, like anything anyone's ever seen in that area before. And it actually even changed the geographical position of the rivers up there. I mean, so it was just a major event for our friends up there, and they are still recovering. You can go up there in parts of North Carolina, and it still looks like the storm just went through yesterday.
Yeah, it went kind of just right up the Atlantic seaboard there. It was pretty crazy. But, of course, Florida gets hit constantly, and it seems to be more or less on the West Coast. Do you see any predictions that the East Coast might have more impact this year?
Well, it's really hard to tell. You know, most of your East Coast storms are Atlantic-based storms, right? Mm-hmm. So we're, again, like we're seeing a decrease in Atlantic water temperature, that which then would, of course, would preclude tremendous storm development. The Gulf of Mexico is like a...
It's kind of like an incubator, isn't it?
An incubator or these, what's the, you know, sort of like a bubble bath, right? I mean, you've got, it's like a cul-de-sac. You can't go anywhere. It's just this bathtub that through the month of April and May is just being baked by that sun. And these water temperatures skyrocket. And then you get a disturbance into the Gulf, whether it's with a stalled front or any number of things. Boy, that's just ripe territory for these storms to develop, and they develop quickly. And that's why we look in the Gulf for June, especially June, the beginning of hurricane season, for these storms to develop. So hopefully that won't be the case this year. But again, it's something we'll always keep a very close eye on.
And it runs June 1st through November 30th, roughly, I guess, because it could start later. It could begin, you know, sooner, whatever the case might be.
Yeah, that's right. We've had storms actually in April, but now we're into May. So, I mean, we've even had storms in May, late May. And we say June 1st through November 30th, and there's also ebb and flow with that. We typically, the peak of hurricane season is September the 10th, and once September the 10th comes, then, you know, we exponentially go down. But there's a tiny little spike in October that we get with tropical activity as well. So it's always fascinating, and it's always interesting to watch, for sure.
So we have the Florida Storms app, which is available for iPhone and Android. We also have the Beacon app, which is kind of AI-generated from the Florida Division of Emergency Management. And that's going to be really critical when times get kind of crazy. And then also we have floridastorms.org, where you could find information. I believe Facebook and Instagram. So you pretty much can't be not weather aware.
That's true. And that Beacon app is another fantastic app that you need to download for. That is particularly for your county. Any information that comes across weather related, it's nonstop information that is just absolutely outstanding. AI generated, yes, but what it's doing, that will revolutionize getting information out to the public.
Well, hopefully next time we meet and we talk about hurricane season after November 30th, you'll say, hey, it was nothing. And wouldn't that be a nice change?
That'll be a great show, Sue. It really will be.
So remember, check out Florida Public Radio Emergency Network, floridastorms.org. Of course, WUFT Weather, we have continuous reports. But FPREN serves the entire state of Florida and, of course, the entire state of South Carolina as well. So, Tim, thank you for being here. Thank your team of meteorologists. And let's hope it's just smooth sailing and a quiet summer.
It's my pleasure, Sue. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Chief Meteorologist Tim Miller from the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network on today's episode of Tell Me About It. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go online at wuft.org/tellmeaboutit or on the WUFT media app. I'm Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.